Your one, but you're dealing with a decision maker or if you're dealing with a gatekeeper. My name is Julie Fairhurst, and I am a certified master persuader. I'm a sales strategist, and I'm also a business storyteller. And I have a background in sales, marketing, and promotion of 33 years. And there's been many, many, many times in my career that I thought I was dealing with a decision maker. And then I realized there was a gatekeeper that I also had to get past in order to be able to work directly with the decision maker. So let me give you an example. Recently, I had a sales call with a lovely person who I thought was the decision maker. And by the end of the presentation, things were going superb. They were excellent. And then all of a sudden, I find out, well, there's actually a gatekeeper. And before this decision maker can actually make the final decision, we have to go through the whole process again with the gatekeeper. What was my mistake? My mistake was in the beginning saying, is there anyone else that has to make this decision with you? Or do you make it solely on your own? Now, why is that question important? Well, because then you're not going to go through the whole process with the person you think can make the decision and then have to go through that whole process again with the person who ultimately is in the background and advising the decision maker whether or not to make the decision to work with you. Okay, so you don't want to be wasting your valuable, valuable time. One time, this was a number of years ago, and this was my biggest get past the gatekeepers ever. I was called by a lovely senior lady to possibly sell her family home. And so I went over for my appointment, and when I walked in, her five grown sons, big burly guys, were all sitting at the family table in the dining area. Three of the wives were there, so they were standing in the background. The guys were all drinking a beer, and you know, it was like a big family reunion they were having. And I walked in going, oh, great. I have about eight people that I have to convince I'm the right person for the job, and also keep the decision maker, which was mom, also on the table. So I did it. And I got the business. And after that, I actually helped two of the sons with their business, and also then I had they referred me to someone else that I could help with them for them as well. So it ended up being a big success. But let me tell you how you do it. How do you handle if you've got even one or two people that are the gatekeepers that you know you need to get past in order to get the decision maker to be able to sign on the dotted line and commit to working with you? So when I sat down, of course, I acknowledged all of them that were there and said, oh, and immediately told mom how lucky she was to have all of these people having her back. And that I really appreciated that. And I thought that was, you know, that was beautiful to see. And I was sincere. It was very beautiful to see. They were all there rallying around mom. Mom was going to be moving into a seniors facility. But while I was speaking with everyone and also making sure everybody was getting a little bit of eye contact, giving everyone an opportunity to speak, I made sure, though, that I was always directing my main focus at mom. And why was I doing that? Well, ultimately, she is the decision maker. She's the one who's going to be signing the agreement. And she's also the one that I'm going to be working with over the long haul. So when I had something I wanted her to look at, I passed that piece of paper to her. And then I would say to her, would you like to look at this or would you like me to pass this to one of your boys? And almost always she said, oh, can you give it to so-and-so, which I did. But I never once did not stop acknowledging mom as the ultimate authority there. And I showed her respect, which she deserved. And I handled myself with authenticity and integrity. So if you have to talk to a gatekeeper, that gatekeeper can be it can be an office worker. It can be a coworker. It can be a wife. It can be a husband. It can be the kids. It can be a government official. Even you don't know. So if you have to get past that gatekeeper, remember to always ask the question if there's somebody else that they have that has to help them make this decision or also has to contribute. We need to know right up front if we have one of those gatekeepers to deal with. And if we do have a gatekeeper to deal with, we have to know right away, what are we going to do to get past them? I hope this helps you guys out there in the real world.